Greg McBride, bankrate.com. I go there all the time when I want to find out what's going on with money issues. Greg, how are you?
Fantastic. Good morning, Tony.
A stunning story, and I don't have to say much, except that the headline reads, only 24% of Americans have a six-month emergency savings cushion. That's not enough, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, there are, and you know this better than anybody in the Midwest, that there are more than 6 million Americans have been out of work longer than 6 months. So, even that six-month savings cushion, for a lot of people that have been out of work, even that hasn't been enough. So these economic times really argue for more emergency savings rather than less. And we just don't have enough people that are there. And I think equally as alarming, Tony, is the fact that there's another 24% that don't have anything at all. Nothing.
Living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, literally living paycheck to paycheck. There's just no wiggle room, no cushion, and the only thing I think that's guaranteed in life is those unplanned expenses are going to pop up, and nothing helps you sleep better at night than knowing you've got some money tucked away for when those unplanned expenses arise.
My wife, since I've met her, has always talked about cushion, and she talks about that even more now that we have a couple of young sons. Were you surprised that the number was so large when you first saw this?
Not really. We've asked a similar question in years past, and back in 2007, for example, we asked how many people had at least 3 months' expenses put away, and we found then 46% had at least 3 months' expenses put away in a liquid account, and it's the same today. So the needle really hasn't moved. So to answer your question, no, I wasn't surprised, but again, given this economic environment, I think it's a message that people need to hear and need to be aware of, this need to really make sure that you have that emergency savings cushion. And so often I hear people say, yeah, but interest rates are so low. What's the point? Don't think of it in terms of the 1% you may be earning on your savings account. Think of it as the buffer from 15% credit card debt the next time an unplanned expense arises.
It's interesting that your story focuses on how an overwhelming majority of Americans are at a heightened financial risk due to the lack of adequate emergency funds. So as you just mentioned, when that car breaks down or when your daughter at school needs another class, you just can't handle it.
Yeah, and then it repeats that debt cycle is what happens, is that you end up resorting to high interest rate credit cards or other high interest forms of borrowing, and that just kind of puts you in a tough spot, because then money that could otherwise be devoted to savings is then devoted to servicing that debt. So the best way to break that cycle is pay yourself first. Set up direct deposit, ideally from your paycheck, every pay period, into a dedicated savings account, and just get in the habit of saving. It's that lack of habit that's really the biggest barrier. And then I often hear people say, yeah, but every time I do that, then some unplanned expense comes up and wipes it out, and I'm right back to square one again. That's proof that it's working. Because if you didn't have that savings cushion in place, that unplanned expense would have ended up on a credit card at a much higher interest rate. So, and by virtue of paying yourself first, having that money deducted out of every pay period, you're getting the savings taken care of first. You're forcing yourself to live on less than you make, and you're automatically in this mode of replenishing that account every time an unplanned expense wipes it out.
Who is most likely to have 6 months' expense for an emergency fund?
Well, in addition to the higher income households, also consumers that are in their 50s and 60s also have a much higher likelihood than the average population of having that six-month cushion, testament to time, that they've been able to accumulate that over time. However, even in these cases, less than half actually have that savings cushion. So it's kind of like baseball, where you hit 300, you're an all-star. Even the people that are best at having that savings cushion, even there, fewer than half of them do.
Is this going to get better or worse?
Well, I think that's really up to, up to us as individuals. I mean, people that are disciplined about doing the saving first, they're really going to move the needle. That six-month savings cushion, it's a destination, not a starting point. So I think the main point here is just get in the habit of saving. You'll get there over time, but if you don't at least start, then you're nowhere. So I think that's really the key to being able to move that needle over time.
And if people want to read this complete story, where do they go, Greg?
Just go to bankrate.com. We have it right on our homepage. We also have our full details on our monthly financial security index, so you can see how you stack up against everybody else.
Greg McBride is the senior financial analyst for Bankrate.com. Thanks so much, Greg.
Always a pleasure, Tony. Thanks.